Baz Hashem is Baruch, we begin Parak Revi, the fourth chapter in the Ram, Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows, Nesif HaFlah. When this Parak, the Ram discusses the laws known as Hataras Nedarim regarding permitting the vows. As the Ram opens up Halacha Aleph regarding there are certain vows that actually are initially permitted. Nidri Anasin, vows of coercion, which the person had to take a vow because he was forced to, as Ram is going to shortly explain. Over Nidri Shkagis, or a vow that was taken in error. For example, he said, let my wife be forbidden to have any benefit from me because she stole my purse or because she hit my son. Turns out she never did any one of those actions. So it was an error. V'nidri havai, or vows of exaggeration. Harel mutaran, these are all permitted and they don't have to even be requested from a sage to permit them. Kedach shabayan b'shuvas, like we explained, the laws of shuvas in the third chapter. Now, so Ram goes to explain the opening one of Nidra Nasan. Harisha hidiruhu ha-nasan v'amlichsan. Let's say a people of coercion or of the tax collectors, if they make him take a vow. They say to him, Nidur lanu v'ara shabasa asalacha, that meat's forbidden to you. Im yeshem chadavah shechai v'mechis, if you have anything that has to have a tariff on it. V'nadav ha-amar, and he swears, he vows and he says, Hari pasa v'abasa v'ayayin, asuna, like, yeah, the bread, the meat, the wine, it's all forbidden on me. He's actually permitted in all of that. And the Chiddush is, even though he's adding on things which were not even said that included what they want him to swear about, so, but even though he has things that are obligated in the tariff, since he's forced, it's not called Pivali B'Shavin, which we said, and we're going to say shortly in Lacha Beis, it's not a vow until your mouth is the same as what you have in your heart. So it's actually permitted in that all. Even though he added on more to take a vow than they even request of him. Let's say they request from him and say, yeah, to make sure that he takes a vow that his wife's not going to have benefit from him. He swears, he says, yeah, you know what, my wife, my children, my brothers, I'm telling you what I'm saying is the truth. None of them will have any benefit from me. Again, kulam term the open mitted. Anything like this, because this is called nidrei anasin. It's not considered a valid vow in the first place. Now, regarding all these vows where he's taking it because of anasin, because of duress, because of coercion, but he has to at least have a mind for the thing that is permitted. For example, he should think that, yeah, although I'm saying meat's forbidden for me, but it's only for that day. Oh, yes, it's that moment. Or things like that. And he can rely on what's called words in his heart. Since again, he's being coerced. So although generally we say Dvarim Shabalib in Dvarim, but since he's forced, so he can rely on that in this case situation, because he can't enunciate it, because that's exactly what they want him to swear, so that they know he's got to pay these undue taxes. V'nimtza b'shosh yidlehem, it comes out that the moment that he did take the vow, in people libra shabbat, like we said, his mouth is not the same as his heart. K'mishra'an b'shavuos, like we explained, halachas b'shavuos, where he's not going to be chayiv until it's pivot libra shabbat. Same thing is regarding vows of motivation, where he's only making the vows to motivate his friend that he shouldn't be stubborn. Mutarim, again, those are also permitted. You don't even have to have Shelas Chacham. It's not a vow at all. For example, if let's say he took a vow prohibiting his friend to have benefit from him, meaning he's inviting him to eat by him and the person's refusing. So the guy says, look, if you don't come to eat by me, then you can have forbidden to have benefit from me. V'nodar zeh, now the guest who is being invited, he takes a vow shelo yoichel, that he's not going to eat by him. And they should, in other words, let's yoichel, if he doesn't want to put the guy through so much effort and exertion. I know you're trying to do me a favor, but please, I don't want you to go through it. So he says, I'm taking a vow that I'm not going to come eat by you. So bein ochel, whether he does eat by him, and then the guy who was the guest violated his vow, or bein lo yoichel, whether he did not eat by him, in contrast to the intention of the one who took a neder on him, that he can be forbidden to have benefit from him if he doesn't eat by him. Either way, shnei baturim, both of them are going to be potter, because like we said, it's not a vow at all, because of the fact that it's like we said, that wasn't what his had in his mind, in his heart. And v'chein so to a similar hamoicher of a seller, shenodar, he takes a vow, shalayim k'chei b'zeel b'seller, I'm not selling this object less than a seller, which is 4 dinar. And the buyer says, I swear I'm not going to go ahead and buy this for more than a shekel, which is a half a seller, which is 2 dinar. And at the end, they agree, they come on to a compromise, 3 dinar. Halacha shnei baturim, they're both exempt. They both took a neder the other way. It doesn't make a difference, anything similar to this. And the reason is for these two nidarim, what we call nidri zirizin, the two cases we gave, is lavisha kolechem hem legama beliboy. None of them were conclusive in their heart, but leinader, and he didn't take the vow, elikidei lezarz es chaveri, just to go ahead and motivate and encourage his friend, but legama beliboy, he didn't have a conclusive in his heart that, oh, I really, no, he just wanted to get him going. He said, I swear, he's like, oh, this guy's not budging. So it comes out, it wasn't pim beliboy, shove him, so therefore, it's not a nidar. Halachadal. And how do we know that even these four types of nedarim, which, like we said, these four types of nedarim that are permitted, but the person is not allowed to go just take these vows with the intention of nullifying them. So although we said nidri nasin, we said there's nidri shkogas, nidri avai, nidri zuzin, these four types, that they're not forbidden as a vow. But that still someone should not take them in vain. Tamalev says in the pasuk in Bamidbar lo yachad dvar, which means lo yachad dvar v'chum, don't make your words profane. Don't just say things that are not going to be with validity. Halacha Hedram continues regarding the now something that is a neder, but one could be matrit and make it permitted. Misha nadav, someone took a vow, but v'nichma nidra, he regrets taking the vow. Haris anishal lachacham matir, could go and ask for the sage to see if there's a way to analyze and see that there's some element of regret. And then he could permit it and show that, yeah, this was never forbidden because of there was some lacking in conviction over here, but that just the person wasn't aware of at the time they took the neder. Now, but didn't have to nedarim, the laws of permitting a vow is kedin had to shvuz, like the laws of permitting oaths. She'ein mater l'chacham uvuk, that it could only be permitted through a professional, an expert sage. Or shlosh ha'yaitis b'makam she'ein chacham, or three laymen in a place where there is no sage, uvaloshen shematir nashvur, and the same terminology that they use to permit the oath, hakos sharulach, whatever they say, matir haneder, that's how they permit the vow. And mechin sharu and yonash parash mashvur, so to all the other ideas that we mentioned regarding oaths, kulam in the darm, kedach shem mashvur, they all are equal regarding permitting vows, as we said regarding oaths. Halachavav ve'imatir haneder shayachol, and you cannot permit and undo a vow until it takes effect. Kashvur, like we said, by oaths. Where, if let's say someone said now that it should take effect then, it cannot be matrit until it actually takes effect. Halacha zaynik shem sheneshama nidra hi istir matir nosi, just like you could request on regarding a vow of prohibition, which is the topic of these halachas nedarim, umatir nosi, you could permit it that way. Kach neshama nidra hektish umatir nosi, so too you could ask to undo a vow regarding being makdish something and permit that. And that's bein nidra kacha betekvaz, whether it's a vow of for the temple upkeep, for the monetary kedusha b'kach mizbech, whether something that you sanctified for the altar to be brought as a carbon, but v'ina shalom al tamura, one cannot go ahead and request to undo with his regret regarding a tamura, which is when the owner of a carbon says regarding a regular unconsecrated animal, says that this should take the place of that one, which actually now they both have a sanctity. The reason why you cannot undo it like you could for regular hakdish is because tamura in error is a tamura, because the pasuk says yia kaidish, which the gemara says in tamura that includes whether you did it by mistake, is the same as deliberately. So even if you're going to be shoyl, it's not going to be effective, because the whole point of being shoyl is to say, that, oh, it was a mistake, so therefore it's not effective. But tamura takes effect, even if it was a mistake. So therefore you cannot be shoyl on tamura. Halacha ches, ukshem sha'avoy ba'al mefa nidri is. So just like a father and a husband could nullify the vows of prohibition that the daughter or the wife took, kach mefa nidri hektesh es hadem l'nidri iser, so too they can nullify the vows as they apply to hektesh, which are similar to those of the nidri iser. Now, halacha tes, the Rambam continues regarding this about hatars nedarim, which has a domino effect. Misha nadar b'shama chavei v'amav. Let's say someone took a vow, and his friend heard, and he says, v'ani, and me too. V'shama shlishi v'amav v'ani, and the third person heard, and he says, and me. V'nishal, so that we said that each one has hatfas, and they're going to take effect on the previous one. Now the first person was shoyl on his neder, which is he said, and he was matir his neder. So hutra kulam. Now all the other people, the subsequent people, they're in the dharma also permitted, because since they're dependent one on the other, once the first one falls, so they all permitted too. Let's say nishla achron b'hutra. Let's only the last person is shoyl on his neder, and he becomes permitted. Well, ha'achron b'hutra, the last one's going to be permitted. But kul nasrum, but all the rest are going to be forbidden because they weren't dependent on him. He was dependent on them. Let's say nishla hasheni, but let's say the second guy, the middle guy, asks on his neder and he permits it. Hasheni b'shalach matur. So the second guy and the one after him, who's dependent on him, they're permitted. Varish nazar, but the first one's going to be forbidden. Halacha yud v'chein matves dvarim harbe b'neder. So too, this was in people. So too, in object. Someone is matves many things in a vow. Kugon shenot al pas. Let's say he takes a vow prohibiting the bread. V'hitves habasa. Now he grabs a hold of the meat to be like the bread. And then initial all possible with the, but then he goes in the shell and the nedu that he originally made regarding the bread, and it's permitted for him. So with tabasa, so the meat which was only prohibited based on the nedu of the bread is now going to be permitted too. Now initial alabasa with the bread. Let's say you make your shell on the nedu of the meat and permit that. Well, loy hotapas is not going to permit the bread because the bread wasn't dependent on the meat. The meat was dependent on the bread. Halachayit aleph, similar type of idea regarding a vow in general that some of it was permitted regarding then permitting the whole thing. If someone takes an oath or a vow, I'm not going to have benefit from any or one of you. Now he's shalom his neder, it was a group of people, let's say 20 people. And he goes to the chacham and he says, this guy, I feel bad, it's not what I knew, I would not have known. They find a pesach for him, for his oath or his vow regarding one of the people and they permit it. Then who true kulam? Then actually he's permitted for benefit from them all, because originally when he took his neder was one unit of a neder. Comes out when you permit part of it, so the whole thing is undone. Shah neder shud mechlol, because a vow that is permitted from its category, who true kulay, the whole thing becomes permitted. Let's say he says, she'eni nenu lezev, lezev, lezev. He doesn't say any nenu lekulcham as one unit. He says, I'm not going to have benefit from this person and this person and this person and so on. So hutu rishnam, the first one becomes permitted. So hutu kum, so they're all permitted because since he said with a vav, a chibur, a connection, so they're all dependent one on the previous one like a domino effect. So if you're permitting the first one, they're all going to be permitted. Hutu achon, unless you permit the last one, well, achon hutu bekum asum, then the last one can be permitted, but all the ones before him, which are not dependent on him, are going to be forbidden. Let's say he says, she'eni nenu lezeh, lezeh, lezeh. Let's say he doesn't use a vav. I make a vow that I'm not going to benefit from this one, from this one, from this one, from this one. Well, tzrichim pesach l'chol echad v'echad. Then you're going to have a separate pesach to be matter the nedra and each one independently because no one is dependent on the other one. And anything that's similar to that also would require a separate hatoras nedarim on each and every one. Halacha yibayis, nadir ben nazir. A similar idea where it's all one unit and therefore you permit it. It's all permitted. Let's say nadir ben nazir. Someone took a vow. There's going to be nazir. Uberkarmen, that's took a vow that there's going to be a carbon. And Ubershavua, and that regarding that of an oath. That's why he's not going to eat meat in that day. Or let's say he took a vow and he doesn't know which one of these he took a vow. It doesn't make a difference. Pesach Echel Chulam, it's enough with one opening for them all. And the reason for that is because ultimately they're all considered categorically like a neder. And a neder, Shehut Miktasa, Hutukule, a vow that partially permitted, that all becomes permitted. And even if he only finds an opening of Charata for the vow which he said last, they're all going to be permitted because, again, it's all one neder. Halacha Yud Gimel, says Rambam, HaNeidu Me'anshei Ha'ir. If someone takes a vow prohibiting himself from the people of that city, now, initially, Chacham Shabir, and he goes and he requests to be permitted from the sage of that city. Now, although initially it's forbidden to ask from that sage because that sage is getting benefit from that Hataras Nadarm because he's also from the city members. But be that as an A, Oishanodim Yisrael, or he takes a vow from the Jewish people. Very initial Chacham Shabbat Yisrael, and he asks the sage of the Jewish people, well, here he has an alternative, because obviously it has to be a Chacham Yisrael, and it's from all the Jewish people. But be that as an A, both of them, Hari Nidra Mutter, ultimately the vow is going to be permitted, even if it's a Chacham from that city. Now, Halacha Yadal Ram continues regarding a vow that's dependent on an action, meaning with a stipulation. If someone says, Peiris Elu Asur Malahayim, these fruits are forbidden on me today. If I go tomorrow to that place, so he's not allowed to eat those fruits today. Why? Because there has been the concern, because tomorrow I might go to that place, and retroactively comes out that this was forbidden. So even though right now it's not forbidden, we don't let you eat it now. Let's say he violates it and does eat it today, and he goes tomorrow. Well, then, like, he's going to get lashes where because he went and for the eating that he was able to yachal debar. Now, if he didn't end up going the next day, then like, he doesn't get lashes, although he violated rabbinic law of eating yesterday, but ultimately he didn't go the next day, so therefore he doesn't get lashes for the isab of lo yachal. Let's say he says, let's say he says the other way around. He says, they're forbidden tomorrow, if I go today to that place. So in this case, he's allowed to go to that place today. And then if he goes, those produce are going to be forbidden on him tomorrow. And anything that's similar to that, where he, let's say he says that this, it's going to be forbidden for me to sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. So there's a lot of sleep today, and then he's not going to be able to sleep tomorrow. What's the difference for the discrepancy? Because the person is careful regarding something that's prohibited not to do it. We're therefore we're not concerned that maybe he's going to eat the fruits tomorrow because he doesn't want to violate his neder, which he made it forbidden by eating today. And but the ain't a zar batanai shagor unless a davar hamuta, but he's not careful with a stipulation which is going to cause him to violate something that is permitted. Meaning, therefore, in the previous halacha, we're concerned that he's going to go tomorrow because that's just a tanai. He didn't say that's going to be forbidden to him. He says, what I eat today is forbidden if I go tomorrow. So therefore, it's going to come out retroactively that what he ate today was forbidden. And then we said, we don't let you eat it because you're not going to be careful in the stipulation which is going to cause to make what was permitted retroactively forbidden. Halacha design regarding the completing a person's vow, what's called hashlama, says Ram Hanoidu Lotz Masor Yom. Let's say someone took a vow to fast for 10 days, not necessarily consecutive. Beizu Yom Sheyirtza, whichever 10 days he wants. And he was fasting one of these 10 days, and he needed for a mitzvah purpose to eat in a suddis mitzvah like a bris milah or a sima sechta, because of the honor of a great person who was pressing him to eat with him. So he could eat that day, and this is called tashlumen, and he could pay it back another day, which he'll fast another day in place of this day. And the reason is, he didn't set which days initially when he was taking the nether. So though he started doing this day for that day, but it's not definitive, and therefore he could pay it up a different day. Let's say, he took a vow, he's going to fast today, b'shachar v'achal, and forgot and he ate. So mashum lotzim, he has to complete that day with fasting, and he cannot continue eating that day with relying that he's going to fast another day in place, because here he specified it should be this day. Let's say he took a vow that he's going to fast one day or 2 days, and they didn't say what days it's going to be. When he started fasting, he forgot and he ate. So he lost this day of fasting. He's going to have to fast another day in place of this one to fulfill his vow. But that day, it's going to be permitted for him to continue eating, again, because he has lost that day as the fast, and he'll have to make it up another day.